to Deerfield, Colorado, more than 60 miles northeast of Denver. Once a bustling town, now all that's left are a few empty wooden houses sitting along a dusty road in the prairie. But people committed to Deerfield's history as a black settlement hope to preserve and restore what's left of this ghost town and give it a new future. Colorado Public Radio's Benta Berklin has more.
The town of Deerfield, Colorado was founded in 1910 by businessman Oliver Toussaint Jackson, who had big ideas for the area.
O.T. Jackson wanted to set up a sanatorium for TB. Some of the sanatoriums out here would not accept blacks.
Professor George June teaches Africana studies at the University of Northern Colorado.
So he wanted to set up the sanatorium so people from all over could come out here. He wanted to set up an educational institution based on Tuskegee.
The university and sanatorium never happened. But at its peak during World War I, Deerfield was a thriving community of black families, 300 residents in all. It had two churches, a restaurant, a dance hall. June says even though Deerfield was a black settlement, in many ways, life was more integrated on the eastern plains than in some other parts of the country.
Because the black people and the white people out here in this farming area, they had to get along with each other, and they depended on each other because they interacted. They danced on the same dance floor. They had baseball teams. Black kids from here would go to the white schools in the area sometimes after the schools here closed down. So all different kinds of interactions.
But Deerfield's heyday was relatively short-lived.
The Dust Bowl came in and pretty much wiped out any farming community all the way over into Kansas. And then you had the Dust Bowl sending people from Oklahoma to California. So it was a whole regional thing that destroyed every community.
So this is in really good shape. This has been preserved. This is the outside of the Jackson House.
That's University of Northern Colorado anthropology professor Robert Brunswick. He's giving lawmakers and county officials a tour of Jackson's home. They stand in a dusty, bare room with wooden floors and wooden walls.
I think this was the living room, and that was the bedroom for the Jacksons when they were living in the house. And then the kitchen was on the other side. You can see the where there's the chimney and everything else going up on that side. So you can kind of visualize this in your own mind.
The home of Deerfield's founder is in fairly good shape because the state set aside money for it about 20 years ago. Now, renewed efforts are underway to restore and replicate the interior and raise funds to build an information center and rebuild two other structures. The Black American West Museum owns the land and buildings. Daphne Rice Allen chairs the museum's board. She says preserving this settlement is an important part of the story of migration in the West.
It's a value to Greeley, this is a value to Weld County, this is a value to the state of Colorado, and it's just important to not let this information just kind of go by the wayside.
Democratic State Senator James Coleman came on the tour. He grew up in Denver but says he only knew generally about the settlement. He thinks the lessons here about growth and opportunity for the black community still apply today. And he says he'd love to someday see busloads of school children visit on field trips.
For them to be able to come and see a man who lived in the same community as they did and said, I want to build a settlement for black community to be able to have. And to see that it's not just around the country, but right here in Colorado in their own home, that this has already been done, but we could do more of the same.
History Colorado just received funding to place Deerfield on the African American Heritage Trail. It's all part of a new national push to showcase landmarks linked to black history. For Here and Now, I'm Benta Berklin.